As World Dairy Expo continues in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Susan Littlefield. Erin Horst joins us now. She is a dairy technical consultant with Elanco as she talks about the important role that they are playing when it comes to the health of those dairy cattle.
Yeah, so I would say Elanco focuses on animal health across, through various avenues, right? So we have a lot of vaccines, anti-infectives, but we also approach health through nutrition, right? So nutritional health-based products that target inflammation, especially around the transition period, and also mycotoxin prevention. So I would say we really have a holistic approach to ensuring that our animals are healthy and maintain high levels of productivity.
What do you see some of the struggles right now for dairy producers?
So I would say always the transition cow, right? So we recognize that most of the disease that occurs in dairy is in that critical window from 3 weeks prior to 3 weeks post-calving, and we've known it for a long time, but we still don't have, you know, the silver bullet that gives us the optimal solution, right? It's a very important to look at multiple aspects of that transition cow and how we can optimize health.
So what can we do?
I would say it always starts with management, right? That's always going to be number one. We have to minimize stress. So stress can come in many different forms, right? So when we move cows to a new pen, we're introducing her to a new social hierarchy, and that comes with stress. When we put her into a pen that's overcrowded, that comes with a lot of stress, right? And there's many aspects. If we run cows out of feed, all these things contribute, and they stack on top of one another. So we always have to start there. And then from there, I think it's about looking to products, right? How can we optimize health through nutrition? So mycotoxins are prevalent all the time. It's becoming more and more common for mycotoxins to be present in the feed that we provide, even when we're well-intentioned, right? So having an approach to mitigate that risk with kind of a keeping a binder in as an insurance policy is a great approach. And then I think products like our dairy relief product that targets inflammation at the high level. Inflammation is the downstream consequence of stress, right? And so targeting it overall helps us to combat any stress that is occurring.
For you, what do you like about your role in working with dairy producers through Elanco?
So for me, it's about meeting a wide variety of people, right? So I'm located in Minnesota, but I get to go all throughout the U.S. to speak with dairy producers and learn about what they're struggling with and help them identify solutions. And, you know, at times that's product-based, but it's also about bringing value beyond product. And really seeing how we can help a dairy producer succeed is the most rewarding part of my job.
So here at World Dairy Expo, you're getting a chance to talk to a gamut of dairy producers. What are they sharing? Kind of what are some of the top concerns that they're bringing to you guys?
I would say it's how do we remain profitable in this changing world, right? I think more than ever, our dairy producers need to diversify their revenue streams, right? And so obviously first, we want to be in the dairy industry to make milk, right? So that has to be our core. And optimizing animal health allows us to do that effectively. But we also have to look for alternative avenues. And that's actually a space that Elanco is also invested in around sustainability and how sustainability initiatives can be tied to profitability.
At World Dairy Expo, I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.